Shir number 66, Shmiras HaLosh and Shar Zechir Perek Tes. The Chavetz Chaim now brings from the famous words of the Vilna Goyim. V'zeh Loshin HaGro Bigartoy HaKdoisho, in his holy letter, which is referred to as Olim Letrufa. V'hakol Yovi B'mishpot Al Kol Dibur Every single word that a person says, he is going to be judged for those words. And nothing is overlooked. Even when a person might think it's just a small, casual conversation. And this is exactly what the Chavetz Chaim has been talking about. Excuse me. And we have to realize that the words we say are being brought up to Shemayim. Ulachain. Therefore, cautions us the Chavetz Chaim. Ani mazhircho. Shetargil b'chol yoyse leishev yichidi. You hear what he says here? I'm going to say this with a little caution to make sure I say it correctly. But the Chavetz Chaim here is encouraging. He brings down it. He's encouraging to be antisocial. Why? Because if you're not sitting around a bunch of people, who are you going to say Lashon Hara to? L'chein ani mazhircho. I caution you. Shetargil b'chol hayoyse. Wherever it's possible, leishev yichidi. Sit by yourself. Ki chet haloshen al kuloi. Because the Avera, the chait of speaking Lashon Hara, takes the top of the list. It's very serious, very severe. As Chazal tell us, it's the worst of all. Eilu dvorim sh'odom oichel. These are the things that a person will receive reward and punishment. For Lashon Hara, k'neged kulam. And the Avera of Lashon Hara is the worst. Kavanosoi zichrein levrach l'mashehe taknu le'el. What they're referring to is what we said also earlier in the name of the Gra. That for every word a person speaks, that word is counted as another avera. The same way, the opposite of that, for every word of Torah a person says, is another mitzvah. So when a person speaks 1 minute, he could say hundreds of words of Torah, hundreds of mitzvahs. But the flip side, when the person speaks words of Lashon Hara in 1 minute, he's saying hundreds, he's shooting a machine gun of hundreds of Averis. And he brings from Chazal, he brings over here further, from the Gra, Shekol mitzvoysov esayroysov shel odom, ein maspik l'mashemaitz mipiv. All of the Torah that a person says in his lifetime is not going to suffice to protect him from the flip side of the Lashon Hara that person speaks. What is a person's responsibility, his task, the profession he should work on to perfect? The Gemara in Chulin says, he should make himself like a mute person, he should clamp his lips together like two millstones. This is a person should focus on. Make himself like an eling. There's a statement that people say sometimes, children say it, it's called awkward silence. It's silent, it's quiet. So they say, oh, awkward silence. There's a lack of understanding with this. Silence is something to appreciate. Yasa atzmai ki eling. Gemara says, make yourself like an eling, like a mute. And focus on keeping your mouth closed. Without a show of hands, how many times have we said one word without intending any harm? And it was misunderstood. Yeah. And you have to apologize. But if we would have taken this advice, from the Gemara in Chulin that pay tesem on Aleph. Ma'amnasoi shel odom ba'ilam hazeh. What is a person's job here in this world? Yasa atzmaik ilim. V'yadbiksev soysa v'shkishtei rechayim. Make himself like a mute. He's not going to say anything. And keep his lips tightly closed.